when you get out the book and have to find the people off.
Tim, back over to you, buddy.
Okay. Apologize for the interruption. What John has on his is he's showing his revenue to his department, all of the different fees that he collects. When those fees are actually collected, they don't go into the inspections department. For example, the user fee goes into water and sewer fund, reserve fund. The water and tap fees go into the water and sewer fund for those. But John does collect those. So, he does a fair amount of work that shows up in other parts of the budget, which I think is what you're trying to get across to us.
Should, with that in mind, if we decide to give John a bump, should that be reflected as a expense to water and sewer, like we split some of the other salaries?
Now that's a possibility. I mean, if we could legitimately do that.
I mean, that would be my suggestion. If John is actually doing the paperwork, that John, you should have brought
his doing work for that department
before now.
Well,
is this going to be considered a promotion or a reclassification?
Well, this is a separate issue from what Barry suggested. Right. This is something that John's already doing.
So right. This is the financial part that he's John's already taking care of.
Oh, no, I'm talking about that. I'm just going back to his raise.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Is it a promotion or a reclassification?
Well, I guess that gets back to the question of are there
grade
pay grades?
Not that have been actively done since way back.
When they were done using the Wayback Machine, there were not pay differential levels because of being classified as a 1, 2, or 3. In John's case, that would be that would tie into it anyway. He has attained three different certification levels, which are still part of the same job that he's doing.
Right.
And his job description, if I'm not mistaken, are minimum requirements.
Right, and he has exceeded those.
He's gone ahead and done some other things.
Well, the other things we haven't been sued for yet, so we're not going to bring that up.
Well, one way to handle this, then, is whatever number the council agrees on, if we showed it the difference, we've got John's salary now in expenditures for building inspections. If we showed the difference between whatever he's making now and what y'all decide to give him as an expense in the water and sewer fund under admin, finance, and town clerk.
And we got a separate line item for his beach.
Line item for fee collection.
Sewer? Water, sewer fund? No, we have a line item for administration and finance. We can put it in there.
What if any impact will it have on Public Works budget? It
won't have any impact on their budget. The only thing it'll do is it'll change the total of expenses for the water and sewer fund, and that'll just narrow the surplus in there by whatever that amount is.
What was the line item number for the beach, John?
Beach and nourishment?
Uh-huh.
I don't know where it was 2 years ago.
I mean, I think that also should reflect if John's...
If I'm not mistaken, we need to go separate because, or in committees or something, because it was one person.
Well, yeah, but that was beach renourishment was run outside of the town by
No, it was run in the town.
He was paid by the town, but he was a contractor type situation. Yeah. Is what I understand it to be, or what I thought it was.
Do you remember that number, John?
No, sir, I'm looking for it right now. I believe it was attached to the actual committee budget, though.
Yeah, I'm think it was taken out of town departments.
It went under there, if you're right. But, I mean, I also think that if John is doing this, and this is mandated in one of our necessities, that some of that money should also go to this. If he's doing it and he's not really building inspection, but he is, then I think we took it away from Tom Barber and put it on him, then it went to the committee.
I'm fine for helping people that are doing extra work.
Right, right.
But we're going back into our circle again of why we no longer have a Tom Barber. It was to save money.
But he absorbed
I didn't know that. Well, I wasn't here.
You were?
Yeah, I was here, but I didn't know that it was a save money issue.
Now, yeah, Tom charged $600 a quarter.
Actually,
but I didn't realize that that was.
Actually, gentlemen, the beach renourishment money was included in John's departmental budget last year.
Okay, that's what.
And this year, we didn't budget anything for that.
How much did we budget last year, Tim?
$10,900. I take that back. We did budget that
again. Yes. That covers turtle monitoring, right, and beach fertilization.
Right.
So that's just those in the beach fertilization you skip.
What we didn't budget was the local share, the Curie Beach share of the local match for the federal share.
Correct.
Because that's being paid out of the TDA money.
Correct.
So we do have $10,900 in there for, like you said, the turtle program and the fertilization.
John, have you told all of the board members here what you and your intern are doing about measuring the beach after the renourishment to give the data to the Corps?
He's supposed to bring that up at the council meeting. I hope he's going to have a detailed description of that for council.
I just wanted to make everybody aware of.
I think everybody's got a good idea of what we're doing, but I was going to bring it before council. And, about 2 months from now, I hope to have a very good representation of what we've done. It's in the line of spreadsheets and graphs.
I don't know who suggested you doing that.
I don't know.
Must have been a genius out there.
Yeah.
Probably his commissioner liaison.
I don't think so.
Well,
anyway, so let's get back to John here.
Are we getting back to this? It is a personnel problem. Because the promotion is 55%, and the reclassification, it is 5%. That's why I was asking what we should plan to do. Transition to a new salary plan, same thing. So basically, uses 5% as the basis, but you can, in all cases, so the reclassification is kind of stable, approximately 5%. So I would say what we're talking, it's about 2,000 or something. So somewhere between 2 and 6, I think, is what we need to settle on.
Well, I don't know, and I don't know whether this is relevant to any of this other stuff, but quite frankly, I'd like to know why the Star News reported that we are paying our new
clerk,
town clerk, a certain amount of money, and I was led to believe it was substantially less than that, almost $10,000 to $12,000 less than that. Now, you know, if you don't mind bumping her up when she's not improved anything that she's done, are advanced in her career as a town clerk, and since she's been with, you know, she chose to leave, I don't know that she's advanced anyway as far as her duties are coming to us as a town clerk. As I understand it, she is the same as she left, but yet she's getting a substantial increase in her pay, much more than 5%.
You were not in the meeting and didn't vote for the.
I didn't vote for no $55,000, that's for sure. How about you, Dean? Did you vote for $55,000?
Yeah, we had all the meeting in there.
Well, I didn't. Then I must not have known
what.
I was told that I was under the impression it was the same as she left.
Well, it was 4-1. Let's go to the chase. If we don't give Nancy that much, you don't want to raise for John? Is that because, I mean, you're not basing the argument?
No, no. Well,
so let's leave that. I mean, what we need to
do. Well, what I'm saying John is that his justification for only 5% is not valid.
I'm saying 5%. I understand. That's what the motion says to start with.
As much as I agree with your position, I think it is because Nancy's a new hire. John's a bum.
So it's not quite.
Nancy's a reinstatement. She's not a new hire. I don't know how you would do that. She worked for us before. She's coming back for us to work. Yeah, that's more of a reinstatement than any kind of a new hire. I disagree with your opinion there.
Well, Barry, do you want to make a motion about what we want to do? So,
just a question.
Yeah.
How, I don't know whether you guys talked about it or not, but how did you arrive at the 6,000?
I arrived at it between the discrepancy and what I heard of what I just discussed about, you know, that we closed discussion, or not closed discussion, but moved on from.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Somewhere halfway in between that number.
Okay.
I'd like to have another 5,000 for Mandy. I'm not sure we're not going to give Nancy another 2 or 3. All doing more work than they did before.
Do you want to use the 5%?
That's saying that to take care of people. Well, I mean, right now you got Mandy on 3 jobs, you got Nancy on 2 jobs. Yeah. I think we need to.
But they're not going to be doing 3 jobs and 2 jobs forever.
That's right.
Mandy has been doing 2 jobs. I'm not too sure that isn't going to somewhat continue.
Well, then why don't you give her a bonus?
What?
Give her a bonus for that time that she's been doing that. That's you know, that would be a good Christmas bonus.
I mean, I agree with you. I think something should be done for John, but that's don't.
I'd like to make a motion to increase John's salary by $2,000 from his position now and match it with $2,000 bump from water and sewer since he's doing this.
I'll second that motion.
4,000 total. 2,000 which would be coming out of the water sewer fund since he is receiving and tracking the monies for them.
I would prefer that we put all of the difference in the water and sewer fund because he is collecting a substantial amount of money for them, and that fund has a surplus in it. That won't be, we can draw down 4,000 and it'll still be a surplus of over 100 and some thousand dollars. So.
Well, so long as it's duly noted that John has received his certifications.
Yes.
So long as that's noted, then I amend my motion to take it to 4,000 out of the water and sewer fund. But I would like it duly noted in the record that John has finished all of the certification, and he has taken our commercial inspections back from the county and is doing bin housing. If you put that in record, then that's my motion.
Second.
You're folding both increases in the same motion.
Isn't that what I wanted to do?
Yeah, well, I'm just asking.
Yes, sir. Sure. Yes, sir.
Both.
Mm-hmm. I amended it to include all of them coming out of water. So I just wanted the designation.
You said Nancy and John.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't say. I'm sorry.
This is just John.
Just John.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Jim. If I said that, I didn't mean it.
No, well, it could have been what I heard.
Okay.
How are your batteries?
Yeah.
Now, do you want to read the motion back to
Nancy?
Yeah,
let's take a look at this now. He made the motion to increase John's salary to $2,000 from what he's doing now and $2,000 from the water sewer fund since he's tracking the money, but amend that to be a total of $4,000 out of the water sewer fund as a raise.
And
then John, you want me to include, John has finished all of the certification and he's taken all commercial inspections in-house.
That's not part of the motion.
Good.
No,
okay.
That's not part of the motion.
That's just noted in the record. Good. And
I mean,
then
but really what we're doing is giving John a $4,000 pay raise. But we're also assigning a portion of John's salary to the water and sewer fund to reflect the work that he does collecting fees on the water and sewer fund.
Right.
And it just so happens that that portion of his salary that we're putting in there is $4,000.
Okay, gotcha.
That's from our finance director.
I'm going to get that off there.
Okay. Don't worry. Do we know what similar qualified building inspectors in the area are earning?
A lot more.
Well, I mean, it depends on what their certifications are.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, similar certifications. Because it wouldn't make any sense.
I mean, he could have took a much higher paying job just up the street here.
Yeah. He wouldn't have kept it, but he could.
Whatever y'all give me. I think y'all know I'm very happy working here. I really couldn't ask for a better place to work.
I don't know who I was talking to the other day then on the phone.
Did we vote on that motion?
Not yet. We have a second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? John?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
One of the things, part of this discussion, and I mentioned this with Pat and Mandy while we were trying to sort this out, is right now, and Grace, this is something that your committee can talk about. John keeps his own budget here, and John was listing all of these revenues that he collects, but none of them were being credited to his department. They were all, and never have been, were all going into the water sewer, we're going to the water and sewer fund, a lot of them. He was collecting user fees and water tap fees and sewer tap fees.
And you had too much.
The water and sewer fund. Sonny also claims that as revenue. So, I mean, we did not duplicate it in here because we didn't list all the John bills. What we need to do is, and John and Dennis and Sonny all keep their own budgets on a separate spreadsheet different from what the town finance department uses. So either we need to get everybody using this, or we need to at least make them put the account numbers in here so that the accounting department can match everything up. It's this, everybody doing their own budgets predated the town having budgeting software. But this software through the server is available to all the departments. So you could just as easily put your departmental request and everything in here and us not have to transfer.
Actually, I've never been able to pull that up. I've made numerous points about that.
Okay. Well, maybe we can fix that. But either way, all I'm saying is if you're going to continue doing it here, we're going to get you to add the account numbers so that we can match everything up where it's actually being billed in the system.
Tim, can I say something? John, excuse me, Chuck. The software people are going to give us 2 free days in their office when our new finance officer is hired. So if you're having these problems, we just had a representative down here for 2 days. I wish you'd use that time to have brought this to his attention.
Well,
but when we schedule,
I mentioned Michelle several times, mentioned Jennifer several times, but I was always under the understanding that I had a username and a password. Never got either one of those, never was able to.
Well, Pat has a name that if you'll call in the next day or so, I think you'll probably be able to straighten it out over the phone. But if that's not the way it works out, then you need to schedule some time with their representative, either at their office in Kernersville or when they come back down here. Because if that's problematic, that's something that needs to be solved because we are paying a substantial amount for the software. Thank you. Yes?
Tim, is there anything in the budget for managed services?
Other than the 3% merit increase that everybody got, no.
She got 3%?
Yes, sir.
So 3% just for Sonny and Dennis?
It was across the board in the salaries for all of them.
Jennifer put it. Okay.
So John got 3% plus 4,000.
But Kim and I already talked about this earlier. She would have got 3% even if she hadn't been tonight. Unless she improved.
Is that enough?
I don't know, but here's what I would, and Jim and I talked about this in the hallway, what I would like to suggest is before we make any more adjustments, get the new finance person in place, shake out where all the duties and responsibilities are going to be, and then see what we need.
Yeah, that's
that would be my suggestion. And I think it's only fair that we recognize that Mandy has taken on more responsibility, but we don't know how much more and how long that's going to last until we get the. But we'll bring this up at the August meeting. That ought to give us time to sort it out.
The August agenda.
I don't have anything else.
Anything else to come for this public meeting to the budget? Mr. Independent Thinker, anything on your end?
Not that anybody paid any attention to.
Okay.
See, I'd like to make it the policy that the clerk, don't write this down. that the clerk edit out gratuitous comments by any council members, especially the mayor.
Okay, I'll take her longer than doing the minutes. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We still got.
I thought this was.
Yeah.
We have a continued meeting immediately.
Oh, okay. Right. All right. Good.
Continued meeting.
Almost gave me that for the
night. That's 11 o'clock. All
right.
Can we start early?
Okay. Well, it's only 7 minutes to 11, so.
Well, I
by the time everybody. Right. Do I have a motion to adjourn the work session?
I move to adjourn the work session.
So moved. Okay.
All in favor.
You're invited.
They included that in there for you, just for you, Jim. Board members should act with integrity and independence.